Hilchos Melicha, Shir 13, Simen Ayin, Sif Aleph. In this shir, we'll discuss why salting pieces of meat together is not a problem. Why doesn't the blood from one answer the other? What's exciting about this shir is that all the concepts that come up throughout Melicha are based in this shir. So let's begin the shir with the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef first brings the Gemara. The Gemara in Chulin of Kuf Yud Gimel, Amar Aleph says, Rav Sheshes Molach Garma Garma. Rav Sheshes salted each limb by itself. So the Gemara says, Trei Mai Taim Eloi. Why didn't he salt two pieces together? Dilma Palat Hai Ubala Hai. Maybe the blood that comes out of one piece will go into the other piece. Chad Nami Dilma Palat Hai Gisa Ubala Hai Gisa. If we're afraid that blood will come out of one piece and go into the other piece, even with one piece itself, we should be afraid that blood will come out of one side and go into the other side. Ela loishna. Therefore, the Gemara concludes that there's no difference, and one can salt even many pieces together. Upirish Rashi. Rashi explains, Ela loishna umutu b'chol inyan. You can salt many pieces together. D'chol zman shetrudim liflait einam boilim. U'kushen noch ze kvar noch ze. Rashi says that when the meat is busy giving off blood, it won't absorb blood. And once one stops giving off blood, the other one stops giving off blood. So Tosfos asks on Rashi, "Ukasavnu atosfos, gabidogim ba'oifes shemochem zeim ze, by fish and chicken that was salted together, to the pirush Rashi tema." According to Rashi, we have a question. "Kashemochem harbe chatichos yachad zu achar zu, when I salt many pieces of meat together, and I salt one after the other, and I put the second one on top of the first one, and then I put the third one on, and the fourth one on,
even though the piece that was put on first, the blood is finished coming out before the ones that come on later.
But according to Rashi, the way Tosfos understands that it won't absorb so long as the blood is coming out, but over here, the blood of the bottom one is finished coming out before the blood of the top one. So it should absorb. Upashto de ela loishna, mashma she'afal pi she'atachtoim pol hatchila einen neser. From the Gemara it seems that loishna, that I can salt pieces together. Even if I salt them one after the other, they're all mutter. V'lama mutter ki m'shepletes ha'tachtoim kedemes. Why is it mutter if the bottom one finishes giving off blood before the top ones? The Tosfos says, v'nira dehenu taima mishum deda mishrek shorek. The reason is because the blood slides off the meat. B'malicha k'may b'tzliya. Just like we find in by roasting, the Gemara says on daf kuf yud aleph that if you roast liver together with meat, it's mutter because of mishrak shorek, that the blood slides off the meat by roasting and doesn't get absorbed. So here too, Tosfos wants to say that by malicha we say the same thing and it slides off the meat. Just like by roasting meat on top of meat is mutter, even though the side that's closer to the fire is finished giving off its blood first, because the blood slides off the meat and doesn't get absorbed. Therefore, by salting also, we matter such a case because we say that the blood slides off. If there are pockets in the meat on the top of the bottom pieces, it should be asur, delay motor shorek, because it can't slide out of the pockets. So therefore, kasha lama yehe motor. It's a question, why is it motor? It happens every day that we find pockets bechatichos atachtoinos in the bottom pieces, that which are filled with tzir, but now you can put up a heter, and we say that the meat is mutter. So if the whole reason is because of mishuk sharuk, that the blood slides off the meat, what happens in a case where there's pockets and it can't slide out of the meat? So therefore, Tosfos brings another teretz. That tzir comes out of the meat much longer than the blood. And any time that tzir is coming out of the meat, peletes mashu b'las menahal yoinois. Achar peletes domon. Anything that gets absorbed from the top piece will come out with the tzir.
And what's found in the pockets is tzir and not dam, meaning that the dam gets absorbed into the meat, and that will come out. And if you find something afterwards, after you finish salting all the meat, you still see some liquid in the holes, that's already tzir, because the dam already came out. That's the second teretz. This teretz is known as Adid Yiflut. Tzir Yiflut Mashabola. V'havi Merlins, Omer, the Tosfos brings a third teretz, from the Miri Merlins, the Kivon Shalei Nigmar, Plates Dam HaTachtoin, Koidim HaScholas Bliyasa Min HaElyon, since the bottom one is not finished giving off blood before it starts absorbing from the one on top of it, and Derech Plates Nistemes, the flow of blood doesn't stop, doesn't close, the Hailu Pasuch Liflait Lo Yistoim Ad Gmar Plates HaChaticha Shalea, the outflow of blood does not close until it finishes taking out what it absorbs from the blood and the piece above it. The same thing as if I put a third piece of meat and it goes into the bottom pieces. Before it's finished taking out the blood from the piece below it, from the second piece, it will take out the blood until it finishes taking out the blood from the third piece. This will continue so long as blood is coming out, you can continue putting pieces one on top of the other. Kol mashu yitnu, alea tibala v'tiflat. Anything that gets absorbed will continue coming out. Kimon shloi nocha rega achas, since it never stopped taking out blood. So Tosfos says, ulefi oisin shnei ha'taimim, according to the Yesh Meforshim and the Rimerlins, shepirashti, the chol zman shetachtoina pelates tzir belas upelates dam holyonis, that according to the Yesh Meforshim, any time tzir is coming out, it will take out the blood from the top pieces, imatzir shelo, with its tzir, or it calls man shepsucha liploid belas, or, like according to the Rimerlins, that so long as it's continuously taking out blood, it will continue to take out blood that absorbs from the top piece, upper lattice. So, uchlahamtin, letachtoina achutisha ha'el yoina. You have to wait for the bottom piece, leave it in the salt, until the top piece is finished giving off its blood, shir tzliya, which we've learned is the same as shir melicha. Sha'ad oise shah ein ha'tachtoina yetzas midei doma. Until the top one is finished giving off its blood, the bottom one is not finished giving off its blood, and therefore you have to leave even the bottom one in the salt until the top one is finished giving off its blood. This is the fourth reason. The chol zman sha'basa tarud lifloit tzir ein belad dam. Any time the tzir is coming out of the meat, it won't absorb blood. Upleitas hatzir ena kola kokach meheva. And tzir is not finishing coming out very fast, which we learned is either 12 or 24 hours. So according to this, you don't have to leave the bottom piece in the salt until the top piece gives off its blood, because it never got absorbed into the bottom piece, because of Adid Torah. So those are the four reasons that Tosfos brings. One is Rabbeinu Tam Mishak Shorek. The second reason is the Yesh Meforshim Adid Yifloit. Adid Yifloit here today, Yiflo Mashabola. The third is Rimerlin that holds that any time the Niflopeta are open to give off blood, it will continue giving off the blood. And the fourth reason is of Tosfos is Adid Torah. Adid Torah Yiflet Seir Ene Berle Adam. Now let's speak out the differences between the different opinions. This is all brought in the Mishpat Zav, Sifkat and Aleph. Let's just go it over outside. The difference between the first reason, Rabbeinu Tam of Mishrak Shorek, and the second reason of the Yesh Meforshim of Adid Yifloit, is as follows. According to Rabbeinu Tam, there's a kula that Mishrak Shorek you say all the time, even if there's no blood or tzir in the meat. Rabbeinu Tam holds that blood coming from another piece of meat will slide off the meat and won't get absorbed. The other kula is that you don't have to leave the bottom piece in the salt until the top piece is finished being salted. That's the kula. The chumra is that if a piece of meat that was never salted falls into a klisha in manukav, that is tzir inside, it will be aser because it will get absorbed and there's no place for it to slide off. And now that it absorbs the aser tzir from the kli, it won't come out anymore, because Rabbeinu Tam doesn't hold of Kabbalah Kach Poltei. The other Chomer is if there's pockets in the meat. The opposite would be according to the Yesh Meforshim. If we say, Ayde de Yifloit is only as long as it's sear. So therefore, if I put a piece of meat that's being salted on a piece of meat that all the tzir came out, according to the Yesh Meforshim, it would be aser, because it gets absorbed, and now there's no tzir to say, Ayde de Yifloit tzir, Yifloit mashabola. Also, according to the Yesh Meforshim, you have to leave the bottom piece until the top piece finishes being salted. The cooler is that if a piece of tofu meat means it was never salted, it falls into a klisha and a manukav, and absorbs the blood, it will now come out when it's salted, because of the iflate. Also, if there's gumas, it's mutter. Those are the differences between Rabbeinu Tam and the Yesh Meforshim. The differences between the Yesh Meforshim and the Rimurlins, according to the Yesh Meforshim, there's a kula that if I put one piece on top of the other, so long as tzir is coming out, it will be mutter. Even if I wait a shir malicha, and there's no blood coming out of the bottom piece, and now I put on another piece on top of that, it will still be mutter so long as it's tzir coming out of the bottom piece. The chumra is, if I wait till after all the tzir comes out, it will be aser, because there's no tzir to take out the blood that gets absorbed. According to the Rimurlins, it's the opposite. The only time it's mutter is if I put a piece of meat on top of the bottom piece when the bottom piece is giving off blood. But once the bottom piece stops giving off blood, I cannot put another piece of meat on top of that. However, if I do put a piece of meat on top of the bottom one while the bottom one is giving off blood, I can continue doing so forever, even after there's no tzir in the bottom piece. If I put a third one on top of the second one while the second one is still has some blood left, and then I put a fourth on top of that, I can continue so long as the one right below it is still giving off blood, is still in shir malicha, I can continue piling it up even after there's no tzir in the bottom piece, because so long as blood is going through, it will come out of the bottom piece. That's the difference between the Yesh Meforshim and the Rimurlins. The difference between the Yesh Meforshim, the Rimurlins, and Tosfos of Ayde de Torid is that according to these two reasons, you have to leave the bottom piece in the salt until the top one is finished being salted. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you can take away the bottom piece because it doesn't get absorbed at all. The chumra, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is that if I wash off the meat while it's being salted, and now, since there's no blood coming out, it will absorb from the top piece, now there's no way to get this blood out. But according to Rabbeinu Tam and the Yesh Meforshim, if the bottom piece was not completely salted, now when the blood comes out, it will take out the blood that absorbs from another piece. Now before we get to the Mechaber, we just want to bring one more point from the Mishpat Sezav. He brings another opinion from the Rabbeisav of the Rajba. This will be important when we get to Sivvav. The Rabbeisav of the Rajba hold that salting will remove blood just as it absorbs blood, meaning that even if there's no blood or tzir left in the meat, and now some blood from a different piece of meat gets absorbed into this piece of meat, the piece of meat now can be resalted to take out the blood that is absorbed, even though there's no blood or tzir left inside the meat. We'll see in Sifav that the Mechaber holds like this opinion, b'diavad. Now, let's see the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Molchin harbe chatichos zu agav zu. You can salt many pieces, one on top of the other. Afal pisha ha-tachtoino gemeres pleitoso koidim le'olyoino. Even though the bottom piece is finished giving off its blood before the top piece, lo yamrinon shechezeres ubelaas midam ha-olyoino. We don't say that will absorb blood from the top piece, the fish who show you how by leaflet tzir, because it takes a long time for it to give off its tzir. The whole zman shiv letes tzira, and any time it's giving off tzir, any by las, it won't absorb the blood from the top piece. Vafilu miskabit harbi tzir, vaimid beguma shebeinachatichos mutter. And even if some tzir gathers in the pockets between the pieces of meat, it is mutter. So we see the Mechaber holds like the fourth teretz in Tosfos of Ayde de Torid. Ayde de Torid yiflit tzir loy beidleya, and therefore won't absorb the blood from the top piece as long as the bottom piece is giving off tzir. So then the Mechaber continues, B'me dvar ma'murim, b'meleach basar in basar, when I salt meat with meat, v'afilu basar shar in basar gediyim v'tloyim, or even bull meat with goat's meat, Mafilu im oifoi, so even with chickens, she'i efshar, lohem ligmar kol plitzas tziron, and she yigmar basar shar liflet es domai. It's impossible for all the tzir to come out of the goat, or even chickens, before the blood finishes coming out of the bull meat. So then the Ramah says, "Bechol mokim noigim lahachmir lechatchila shekol chaticha sheyesh bo beis kibul kagoyin doifin shleima." Any piece of meat that has a pocket or a place for blood to collect, like a side of beef, mahafchonai say we turn it over. Sheyozef adam, that the dam should flow out. Avul b'di'eved ein lochosh, but b'di'eved we are not worried about the blood collecting in the pockets. So we see that according to the Mechaber, the reason is Aidi de Tovid. But then the Taz says, in Sifkot Aleph, that that's only according to the Mechaber. But we'll see in the Ramah, that the Ramah holds that if it's salted with another piece of meat, you have to be salted. So we see that the Ramah holds that it does get absorbed. But the reason that it's mutter is because of Aidi de Yiflut. Aidi de Yiflut Seir, Yiflut Mashabola. According to the Shachman, we'll see that the main reason, even according to the Ramah, is I did it Tovid. An afkamina would be if I have to leave the bottom piece of meat for Shir Malicha of the top piece of meat. Now let's continue the Ramah. The Ramah says, Chaticho shemolach oiso shtei po'omim muteres. A piece of meat that was salted twice, a second time, before it was washed off from the first salt, is muter. V'lechashinan shemelach hasheni mavliya hadam hanisha mimalicha havishayna. We're not afraid that the second salt that you put on will cause the blood that's left over from the first salting to go into the meat. So let's see the Taz Sifkot Beis. This Taz is the basis of the Chavis Das that we learned in the first year. Let's see. V'lechashinan shemelach hasheni mavliya. Ze alpi das harosh. This heter, that the second salt will not cause the blood to go in, it's according to the Rosh, Shekosef HaTor Mishmoi, that the Tor writes in his name, She'ein derech melach lehavliya rak lehaflet. It's not the nature of salt to put in, the only nature of salt is to take out. And therefore the salt won't cause the blood on the surface to go in. Ulfiya ha'poiskim she'sevim she'hamelach mavliya gamkein. According to those that hold that salt will also cause blood to go in, like I mentioned in Samach Tes Sif Aleph, b'shem Isser v'Heter Ha'Aruch, b'tam Hadocha Kamaisa, that we said over in the name of the Isser v'Heter Ha'Aruch, that if you don't do Hadocha Kamaisa, if you don't rinse off the meat before it's salted, the salting will cause the dam be'ein to go into the meat. So we see that the nature of salt is also to cause blood to go into the meat. Echein hashari doira, shar gimel, ubeisa beheto ha'orach, soif shar vav, oisim behedjo benimlach shenis. Both the shari doira and isa beheto asu the meat, if it's salted a second time, mitam shah melach hasheni yavliya hamoyal sha'olav l'seichim, because the second salting will cause the blood, over here moyal means blood, the blood on the surface, to go into the meat. So therefore the Taz says, according to the Ramah, that asu is over there, hadocha v'shoina, because this blood will go into the meat. And over here, he says that the second salting won't do anything. So, chleimetam achar b'zeh. We have to say a different reason than the Rosh. The reason is, the kivon shehabasar adayin torid lahaflet seir b'shah sheba alav melech hasheni. Since the meat is busy giving off seir when I put on the second salt, akochach melech hasheni yaflet at seir, the second salt will also remove seir, and will not cause what already came out to go back in. Since when you put on the salt, there is tzir coming out. So now, the simple meaning of these words are, like the Pirin Gadim learns, the same rules of Aidi de Torah. Since the tzir is coming out, so we say Aidi de Torah liflet tzir loy bala. Since tzir is coming out, the second salting will not cause the blood to go into the meat. So the question on that is, we just said before in the last Taz, that the Taz doesn't hold of Aidi de Torah. He says that according to Ramah, the reason is Aidi de Yiflut, that it will go in, but it will come out with the tzir. So according to the reason of Aidi de Yiflut, we should have to wait a Shir Malicha, the time it takes to remove the blood that will go in from the second salting. So the Prima Gadim answers that in combination of the Rosh, that the nature of salt is not to be mavliya, we can be makel here, and then you don't have to wait a second shir malicha, and we'll say over here, I did the Torah. That's the way the Prima Gadim explains. The Chavstas, though, over here explains that when we say over here that adayin Torah lehaflet seir, it's not the regular I did the Torah, liflet seir loy bola. Over here it means that according to the Rosh, we say the nature of salt is to draw out blood and not to absorb blood. But according to the Ramah, we have to say the Anu Chedesh that even though salting will both take out blood and cause blood to go into the meat, it won't do it simultaneously. We'll say that once the nature of salt is drawing out blood, it won't cause blood to go in. That's the nature of salt. So then the Taz continues, Ve'ela hakshus amai aser b'samoch, b'dam b'ein, shenofel al habosar, b'shas malicha. Why, but we'll see in Sivav that dam b'ein means regular blood that comes out of the veins, not blood that comes out through salting, but regular blood that falls onto meat which is being salted. Afal gab shebda'oisa shah he truda litlait, even though while it's being salted it's taking out blood, it's still aser. So why is that so? Hasam en ha'iser machmas shehamelach mavliyai. Over there it's not because the salt causes the blood to go in. According to the way the Chavisas explains, it's not because of the nature of salt. Elisha basar atzmai hu veseach machmas hamalicha. The meat is hot because of the heat of salt. Over here we see the difference between the nature of salt and the heat of salt. So it is true that the nature of salt will not cause blood to go in the same time as it's taking out blood, but the heat of salt will cause blood to go in. Avi kamoi bitzli, it's like roasting, shenafal lav dam, which blood falls on it, that it's aser. And therefore, the heat of salt will cause it to go in, and we know that b'dam be'ein, once it goes in, we don't say k'boi l'kach poltoi. All these rules, according to the Chavis Das, apply by the heat of salt. The rules that we learned in the beginning of the shir. I did the torrid and I did the yuplite, are all by the heat of salt. But by dam be'ein, don't say these rules, and the heat of salt will cause it to go in, and it will not come out. Over here, the only iser is because of the second salt. Was that in iser? And over here, there's no iser. So even though it's not completely clear in the words, according to the Chavis Das, we'll have to say that he means that over here, the dam plata, and by dam plata, there's no iser of the heat of salt. Because by dam plata, we say, I did the torrid. Or according to the Taz, I did the yiflit. Avalim nimlach b'loy hadochak ha'maisa. If a piece of meat is salted without being washed first, yesh iser mitzat ha'melach. Over there, the Chavis Das learns that it's not dam bein, it's dam pleita, but still it will be aser. Why? Shebishah shebo'a halav ha'melach hoya b'loy pleita. When I put the salt on, it's not yet taking out blood. Okay, now miran shehamelach mavliyoy. And therefore we say that melach means the nature of salt will cause it to go in. And that once the nature of salt causes it to go in, it will not come out. So in summary, over here, the Chavis Das learns his chiddush that there's the heat of salt and the nature of salt. The nature of salt, according to the Rosh, is only to pull out and not to put in blood. According to the other Rishonim, the Yisra Behetar and the Shari Doira, the nature of salt is to go in and to go out, and therefore they answer this case. But the Ramah that matters this case and holds that the nature of salt is also to go in, like we see in Samet HaMach Das, we have to say that it's true that salt will cause blood to go in and to go out. The nature of salt will cause blood to go in and to go out, but it won't happen simultaneously. And therefore, it will not cause the blood on the surface to go in. That's the nature of salt. Then there's the heat of salt. The heat of salt, everyone agrees, will cause blood to go in. But we have the rules of Eidei D'Yiflet and Eidei D'Torid. Except by Dam Be'ein, we don't have these rules, and therefore the heat of salt will cause it to go in. So the task continues. Ulufi zeh gam kan im shor kvar kadei pleitas tzir. According to this, here as well, if we waited until all the tzir came out, dahenu achar meisleis, that's until after 24 hours, oz ein heter ela ledasa rosh. It's only mutter according to the rosh. Because since there's nothing coming out, the nature of salt will cause the blood to go in. But according to the Rosh, the nature of salt is never to cause the blood to go in. So Chavis Das asks, that the question remains, even according to the Rosh, why doesn't the heat of salt cause the blood to go in after the tzir comes out? He leaves it as a question. The Taz concludes, V'nira de'achar pletes tzir, that after all the tzir comes out, t'haino achar ma'es la'es la'milichase, which is after 24 hours from when it was salted, yesh le'esar im nimlach, you should oyser the meat, if we salt it again. We'll see in the end of this simon that if meat falls into tzir after meis la'eis, the aser mitam shehatzir yavliya boy. It's aser because the tzir will cause the blood to go in. And over here too, the second salting will cause the blood to go in. That's the Taz. Now let's see the Shach, Sifkot and Gimel. We're not worried that the second Psaltim will cause the blood to go in. Why do we ask for the meat that was salted without the first Hadocha? Because the melach, the salt, will cause the dam to go in. Shani hasam de'ika dam be'ein. Over there is difference because it's dam be'ein. The Shach holds that when it says dam be'ein over there in Siman Samachta Sif Aleph, it means dam be'ein mamish. It has the same properties as dam be'ein, and therefore it will go in and won't come out. But over here it's dam pleita. Therefore it won't cause it to go in. Inami shani hacha kivan shen nimlach tchila. Another teretz you could say over here is different. Since it was salted first, and it wasn't washed afterwards, it's still giving off tzir. And since it's giving off tzir, this second salting won't cause it to absorb blood. Very simply, so the Sifsadah says that, according to the first teretz of Dam Be'ein, even after places tzir, if I salt it a second time, it's mutter. The question is why? Even if it's not dam bein, it's dam pleita, it should cause it to go in, and since it's no tzir, it won't come out. So I don't have a good answer to this, but the Mishpat Zav in Sifkot Beis towards the end brings the Minchas Yaakov that matters after Meis Leis, because since there's only a little bit of dam on the surface, the second salting will not have the strength to put it into the meat. In the Minchas Yaakov himself, he says that because of the little bit of dam, we say mishrak shorek. It's only a little bit, and therefore we say it slides off the meat, and therefore it won't go in. And therefore, according to the Mechas Yaakov, it's a mutter even after 24 hours. And this is almost how the Prima Gaon Paskens, that you can be mekel after, even after 24 hours.